All right, everyone, thanks for being here. We'll jump into Q&A. We'll start off with Steve Gilbert.
Corey, what did you think of Madison's performance tonight?
Yeah, it was another unbelievable outing. Great finish, his stuff. You know, extended him a little bit into that 100 pitch range because I felt like he was very capable of that. And you know, trying to save certain guys for certain matchups, and him kind of working his way back around and doing what he did enabled us to get some bullpen matchups that we wanted. And I can't say enough good things about what he's been doing, how he's been, leading this charge with our starting pitching and, pitching into the seventh inning. And he was one batter short. He just gave up those four hits in that inning. I felt like it was time to maneuver, but he was fantastic today.
Zach?
Seems like you have some left-handers on this team who like to push to stay in games, and you have to maybe do a little convincing. Was Madison trying to stay in the game for that last batter?
Yeah, of course he was. You know, he's a competitor, and you know, we just had our discussion in the dugout, and we were both sharing information. And you know, look, sometimes I gotta make some tough decisions, and I liked the Machado Clark matchup. I think Clark has handled them okay and fairly well in the past, and I thought it was time to turn it over. But yeah, you know what, our starting pitchers are just great competitors. They're not always going to align with the decision. As long as we can have discussion and talk it through, that's all that matters to me.
Evan Thompson.
Torrey, Taylor Clark, Tyler Clippard, 7 outs in relief, one mm-hmm. hit combined between the two of them. What can you say about their performance today?
Yeah. I mean, as much as we're talking about bum, we gotta give them a little bit of love too. You know, Clark comes in with men at first and second base and goes on the attack and gets a huge out to finish the seventh and then does basically the same thing in the eighth and sets it up for a clip. So, two dependable guys, that have done it, for us this season, and you know, obviously we counted on them and they came through. It was a great moment for those two guys.
Jack Summers.
Torrey, Dalton Varsho, of course, you know, with the big walk-off homer, but also that at-bat in the second inning, 0-2 count, dunks it into left. What do you see in his maturity process, and you know, how's he getting forward in his development?
Well, you know, a couple things, right? Dalton hits a walk-off home run. That's what we're going to focus on, right? And we should. It was a very, very good moment for him. And he's working hard for those moments. You know, I walk through the batting cage area. He's always in there working, pounding away at some ideas and bouncing thoughts off the hitting coaches. And, things are working. Things are trending in a very positive direction. It is the left-on-left matchups. It was the 104-mile-an-hour line drive to center field. It was the two-strike base hit for the RBI that got us our first run. Those were quality at-bats, but he's been showing the ability to have quality at-bats. And he's a good hitter. He's going to have a lot of good moments in this game. And it's just nice to see him have that type of success. And, you know, there's nothing better than walking it off, and didn't surprise a lot of us. I'll tell you that we know what he's capable of doing, and we've seen that trending, like I said, in a very, very positive direction.
Back to you, Zach.
Torrey, with Cattell's homer, I know he hit some balls hard in San Diego a week ago, but it feels like it's been a while since he's hit one quite like that. Does it feel like that's been kind of a long time coming for you?
He's missed some time, and it takes a few at bats to get that rhythm and you know, lean on balls the way he did today. So I mean, it was 113 mile an hour, 24 degree launch angle home run that was 15 rows back. You don't see a lot of balls hit like that very often. So we know what he's capable of doing. And it didn't surprise me whatsoever. So no, it was a quality pitch thrown, and a very good hitter countered it. When runs are tough to come by, it was a big run for us.
Back to you, Evan.
Torrey, do you know if anyone said anything to Dalton before he took his at bat in the ninth?
I'm sure he got some thoughts, some last minute thoughts from the hitting coaches, and look, their information is being shared. And, you know, that pitcher that was thrown in the ninth, we've had a long history with, we have a lot of experience, facing him. And I think they probably pass along a little bit of knowledge or some insights to what he might see.
Any other questions for Torrey? All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be back in a bit. Talk to Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Madison, another good outing for you tonight. What did you feel like you had working?
Same thing. You know, all the stuff was pretty good. We had to change it up just a little bit, but, you know, that's pretty normal when you face a team, you know, back-to-back starts. So I'm fresh in their minds. They're fresh in my mind. So it's just, you know, each of us trying to stay ahead of the other one. But everything was pretty good. I was pretty happy with it. You know, there was a lot of hits, but you know, not a lot of them were hard contact, and that's what we're after, soft contact early in the at bat. So, you know, sometimes those are gonna find holes.
Zach McKinnon.
Madison, I think you, after three innings, you'd thrown only six balls. Is that kind of the biggest sign of when you're feeling at your best, that you're working that efficiently?
Yes, but not always. I am trying to throw, you know, I'm trying to throw strikes and make, you know, not just strikes, to make good pitches. So, yeah, I mean, that was early on. It was, I mean, the whole game tonight, it was.
At that point, is it tough to leave a ball game in that kind of situation?
Always, yeah. I mean, you know, that's part of what you get with me. It's you know, maybe not always right, and I understand that. But I like to compete, and I want to win. And you know, sometimes, you know, that's definitely not the first time. That's probably the 100th time that something like that has happened. So I'm just happy that you know, Clark come in, did a great job, and then we got the win. That's all I care about is that we win the ball game. That's it.
Any other questions? Go ahead, Jack Summers.
Hi, sorry. I zoomed out here for a second, so I might have missed something. The changeup, you know, we had spoken about that in spring training early in the year, and seems like that's really become a very effective weapon for you. Can you tell us at all about how that's come about and what's changed for you? Because earlier on, you kind of let me know that you weren't confident in that pitch. So it's great to see you throwing it. I'm just curious how you got there.
10 years of practice. I don't know. I mean, I've spent a lot of time with it, and it's always been hard for me. I don't feel like I got complete control of it yet, but it, you know, I'm pretty happy with where it's at. I feel like it's almost there. I'm pretty, you know, pretty confident in it now. I still call it my fourth best pitch, but we're definitely using it more, and it's climbing the ladder. So.
Have you had any input from, like, you know, teammates on grips or anything like that recently that kind of add a little wrinkle to it for you, or just work on it?
No, I've tried a million different things with it and talked to a lot of different people, and sometimes stuff will, you'll hear something and it'll help and it'll stick for a day or so with that pitch. That particular pitch with me, it's hard to keep a hold of, but it has been here for, you know, six games or seven games or whatever it's been since I've come off the injured list. So feel pretty good about it, but there's nothing, you know, one thing in particular that I could point to.
Back to you, Zach.
Madison, just with Dalton hitting the big home run and Josh Rojas having another big day, I'm just kind of curious as to what you've seen from this team's young hitters as they've gotten more opportunities down the stretch here.
It's fun to watch. You know, I like both those guys a lot, and I like when they're in the lineup and out there behind me. So it was I'm extremely happy for them, both of them. And, you know, I think both of them's going to stick around and be pretty dang good ball players. They already are. I think they're going to be good big leaguers. I think I'm excited to see what happens.
Thanks, Madison.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a few texts.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Nick DeCoro.
Hey, Dalton, can you kind of take us through what your thought process was and that at bat there in the ninth?
I was just trying to get a good pitch to hit and located the first fastball pretty well and just kind of stuck with the fastball throughout the whole at bat. And I know he had a good curveball, so just seeing it up was kind of a big thing there. So I got a pitch I could hit, and I handled it pretty well.
Steve Gilbert.
I think that was the first walk-off of your career. What's that experience like? What's that feel like?
I don't know if there's another thing that you can compare it to in life. You just see like the people at home plate, your teammates who have grinded with you the whole year, and it's just a fun. It's literally adrenaline through the roof. And you don't really get many of those throughout your whole career as a team. Like, you never see that very much. So it was pretty cool to kind of do it and be a part of it. And so it was a lot of fun. It was cool to see all the faces and how excited it was.
Dalton, did you not have one in college or high school or anything like that? Or is that just first one in the pros?
I did. I had one my freshman year of college.
Evan Thompson.
Dalton, can you take us through your at-bat in the second inning where you grinded through and got that RBI single?
Yeah, I mean, Blake located his first two pitches pretty well, and I was just trying to get my time in the first pitch. That was the first time I've ever faced him, so it was time for me to kind of just see where his arm angle was coming out of and just kind of take things slow and grinded through an at-bat and got rewarded with an RBI. So it was pretty cool to kind of start the game off there and kind of give Madison somewhat of a lead right away, and it was pretty fun.
Nick?
Well, in your last month here has been pretty good. I know it's been a little up and down too, but it seems like you're kind of maybe finding your footing up here at this level. What do you feel like has been the key to that, and anything that stands out the most?
I think a lot of it has to do with having good conversations with our coaches and teammates and just trying to figure out who I am and keep doing it, and just trying to be consistent up here is one of the hardest things, and it's hard to stick up here. I mean, it's you grind through the minor leagues and you get up here pretty fast, and that's one tough thing, is to stick up here and be a big part of this team. And I have an opportunity right now to try to take advantage of it, and I'm going to take advantage of every opportunity I get.
So who are you as a hitter then? What's the answer to that question?
The answer is myself. I haven't changed since the minor leagues, and just knowing that I can do the same stuff that I did down there up here. And we had conversations about it I had multiple conversations with coaches throughout the past couple of days. And it's been a lot of fun being able to kind of just be myself and not have to try to do too much. And it's fun to be a part of this team, and it's a growing team. And that's a cool thing about it, is we're all going to stick together throughout this.
Do you feel like at points earlier in the season or maybe even last year, you were getting out of being yourself a little bit, or just kind of what were you doing when you weren't just kind of settling into who you are as a hitter?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was trying to do too much. I mean, I feel like every young guy who comes up here tries to make their mark right away, and few come up and actually dominate right away. There's been a couple in the past couple of years, but it's been a grind, and the game never stops. The game doesn't wait for you, so you got to be able to take it day by day and try to figure out who you are, and hopefully you can keep continuing to have the success as a player, and hopefully you can keep helping your team win, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about, is putting wins in the column and helping this team any way I can.
Any other questions for Dalton?
Yeah, just your walk-off in college, was it a home run too?
Yes.
Anything else? All right.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Dalton.
Thanks, Dalton.